Yes, we are live on the captain's log. Welcome back, Doug T. Let me put the car in reverse. I just like to make sure that people know that I'm coming. Drop.
Let's do
it.
I
like to do that. Come on, I'm trying to drive, I'm trying to record, I'm trying to freaking be funny or whatever, or handsome. I'm trying to do something.
Start.
Did you do it?
I think so. Can I host it? As host, you're in control?
You can just say, wow, you got like extra things. Let me see. We're on the captain's log, guys. Doug T, the world's most public videos. Let me see.
What did I do?
You did a watch party. We're going to start it now.
That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Let's do it. Your party's about to begin. Let's do it.
Let's do a watch party,
yeah. Welcome back, buddy. Let me shake your hand. Let me say hi. We're in Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify. I just want to thank everyone because I noticed that we're now 5 stars on iTunes.
Ooh.
They love us somehow. I don't know how that happened.
5 stars.
Yeah. So they like us on iTunes, right? So you guys can always feel free to drop a little rating. Hit the bell if you guys want to see when we're live again, because the captain's log's live every day. And what's
you do
up,
it
man?
Every day?
I did it twice. And even right now, like, look, now the connection's available. So now people are going to watch. What's up, guys? Hey, Estelle, how are you?
Estelle!
And, yes, we are back live, the captain's log. Thanks for watching. Doug T. Doug, you can't hypnotize me while I'm driving, right? What would happen?
You got sunglasses on, it reflects back at me.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
It kicks back.
I can snap my fingers and knock you out, dude.
Just driving around in a daze.
Could I literally be hypnotized and still drive?
Oh, yeah.
How did, yeah.
Mike Tyson used to go into the ring hypnotized.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Like, I'm just, it's ludicrous.
Tell me about the hypnosis process when, like, you're sleeping, everyone kind of always, when you're out, you feel different than when you're awake hypnotized?
No, you're aware of what's going on, you just kind of don't care. It's your fight or flight goes down. Like having too much rum, too much vodka.
Okay. What makes you horny, right? Is that the same thing? Like when you get horny on your alcohol and you act on the ambition?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Does it make you horny, baby?
I like that.
Randy!
You are a horny little dude. My goodness.
So it does. It kind of works the same way. Your inhibitions drop down. Your subconscious that usually tells you, it's a bad idea, kind of goes, wavers down a little bit. So you're able to do more of those things.
Can
that
you react
to.
Though the same, or are you exact like
same.
Slow?
Nope, exact same.
Well, obviously Tyson was freaking knocking people out.
Yeah,
he was seriously hypnotized.
They would hypnotize him before he'd go in the ring. He started doing it when he was like 13. I listened to a podcast where he talked about that he was that Cuss would put him up there. Cuss the model's one that did it. All he wanted him to do was just go in there and just focus on the thing that he wanted to knock the guy out.
That's awesome.
That's a good thing for hypnosis when people are like, I had a guy in the Bahamas like, it ain't real. And I'm like, Mike Tyson used to get hypnotized. And I said, you don't think he was real?
Was it like hypnosis actually, or was it more of a meditation type thing?
No, hypnosis.
Straight up.
Yeah. Meditation, you do get kind of locked into that. Because you have your mantra, you know, where you're...
I don't know anything about meditation, but isn't there some kind of new thing that people are doing, MS something or other? That's a new thing, right? I had someone on my show, Mike Q, the other day, and apparently, of course, in L.A., and only in L.A., they're doing this big MS, some kind of...
I don't know what that is.
Meditation. And it's like a secret. You got to unlock it, pay $2,500 to take the class, but they teach you how to do all these things. Apparently, Steve Jobs and, like, you know, the top 500, Fortune 500 company CEOs are doing it or something. That's what they were saying. everyone's doing it. But people used to do it and they didn't talk about it.
But that was like cryo freezing. Everybody did that for a while.
I know, I've done it. Have you done it though?
No, I don't. I'm afraid
to. It's amazing.
I live in Iowa, dude. It's minus 40 degrees. All you do is walk and get the mail.
Okay, so do you like getting massages?
No.
No, you don't like massages. Then get out of here. I can't talk to you. I don't really even know if we want to continue this show, to be honest with you. What kind of animal are you? No massage, dude?
I'm not into massages at all.
I don't know anybody that's ever answered that.
Like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's a thing.
They gave me a Charlie horse.
Do you
then they always say, you got to drink a gallon of water because we release toxins
that's
in
like
your body.
That's like saying, oh, I don't like sunshine. No, I don't want cupcakes. Like, who wants chocolate chip cookies warm with milk? I don't want a massage.
That
nope,
I like.
Me neither.
God. Massages, you're just too rough.
What kind of animal are you? Anna, tell me, this guy says no to massages. All right, well, anyway, if you did like a massage.
Okay. Now I got to get frozen.
This would be, like, you feel like you had the best massage of your life when you get out of one of those. I was shocked. It's the weirdest thing. Apparently, all the blood leaves all of your extremities.
Right.
Right? And goes to your heart and your core. And then, so you don't know what's going on. Like, you're not feeling, like, super, like, you're not feeling relaxed instantly. It's the rush of the blood coming back in to those extremities, to your fingers, to your toes, to your legs, that all of a sudden, like, gives you this, whoa. Not instantly, but over time, you feel more and more and more relaxed, and like you feel like every pain that you had in your joints literally is gone.
For how long? For
dude, it lasted like almost 48 hours.
Wow.
I was like, I need to do this every day.
I just got a shot in my shoulder the other day with ultrasound. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, I injured my arm in high school. I was a pitcher, and I ended up doing all of the ultrasounds and cortisone shots and physical therapy for years. And I played baseball all the way through college, and I had that routine like all the way till I was like 21.
Yeah.
From 15. So 6 years of doing that. Yes, I'm very familiar with it.
That's why you like
now
fire
times
stuff.
Have changed though. I'm sure.
Just go because, freeze.
Well, I mean, back then, like. Some of the stuff they were doing 20 years ago was new. Like, they were just figuring out some of that stuff. Now it's probably, like, way better because I haven't had that in years. My arm's like a champ now. It's weird.
Let's go play catch when we get there.
Oh, I can fire. Yeah, I still put, you know, when I coach, I still fire it.
When people are pissing you off, you throw something out
and
work. Get to work!
Yeah, for sure.
Why did I just get hit in the ear with a bun?
So what's the fox hat? Isn't that motorcycle cross racing or something?
Yeah.
Do you race? Or do you
I like doing BMX. I started doing BMX
again. Oh, we talked about that.
Dirt jumping and stuff like that. But I had one too many head injuries growing up, so I can't really go crazy anymore.
Yeah. I broke my arm one time BMX racing, and I was so scared to tell my parents that I told them I did it at football practice. And they're like, well, what'd the coach
do? They called
do?
The coach yelling at me.
Yeah, they're like, well, what'd the coach say? And I was like,
he's like, I don't remember him.
I don't know, but I was so scared. Like, and everything was like bloody, and all my clothes were torn up and everything. And I hit them all. And my parents are like, I don't understand. You had this accident.
Why were you wearing shorts while you were
you had this accident at football practice? And then next morning I woke up, my elbow was like the size of a balloon, right? And I was like, okay, I got to go to the doctor. Something's wrong. I think it's not right. I did it riding my bike. I didn't have to be a BMX track. They're like, we told you never to go to the track again. Because I like, you know, I like to jump. You know, who doesn't like to jump when they get on BMX bikes,
I just built a bike. Oh, I think we talked about that last time. I just built a new BMX bike, a dirt jump bike.
You did,
out of mountain bike parts. Man, I can't wait for it.
Is that one of the little bigger ones? Like,
yeah.
So it goes by the wheel size?
26-inch rim, yeah.
Yeah, they call it a 26-inch. Yeah.
So it's a DJ dirt jumper. So
yeah.
It's got a real small sprocket on the front. So you can go, I mean, it's one gear. So you're not riding that thing on trails.
Right, right.
Downhill or pedaling into a jump. But
yep.
I still do that stuff. Got to find my way to get, they do that and train jiu-jitsu and get beat up with that. That's why I need that cryo freeze stuff.
Yeah, dude. It would make you feel amazing. After a couple kicks to the rib cage, those little, yeah, you know. I'm going to a Taekwondo tournament this weekend for my kids.
I thought you were going to get it.
No, no. I talked about doing it, but I keep thinking about I want to start it. But then I'm like, I don't know. I got so many other things to do. I don't know if I have time to stick with it. I would hate to start it and then not stick with it. Right. And then I'd look like a schmuck because my kids are still, like, they're about to be black belts.
You might have to, though, to keep up with your kids when you tell them no and they start throwing kicks
at
your face.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That my daughter.
You just get a foot right in your face.
Especially my daughter when she's going through a lot of hormones right now. She might turn around and, you know, give me a back kick or something.
My kids are at that level right now. I'm never right at home anymore.
Colba says he watched your show. It's so entertaining and funny at the same time. Your show's amazing.
Oh,
of course.
Thank you.
He
Cobra.
Actually, Colba.
Oh,
he used
Colba.
He used to work at the club. I think he left the club. Colba, are you still working there? No, right? He doesn't. He was working part-time because he's also in real estate and he's an aspiring comic as well. But I think he then just kind of got really busy during season and maybe when it slows down, he'll come
right.
back.
Right. Well, thanks for the compliment,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, so he likes you, but he's not coming. Forget it. He's not buying tickets, so who cares? Koba, we don't care. You're not buying tickets. Don't lie. You're going to sneak in the back door and say, I still work here.
We had a real. There was a realtor thing going on. Is it Joni that was working there?
Yeah, Joni's my general manager, but she actually started her own company now, so kudos to her.
Yeah.
Congrats. She's spreading her wings after many, many years of working for me. So we have a new general manager. He's been there for... about 3 months now, so he's doing a great job.
Yeah,
really good. I got super lucky. His name's Dan,
and because we
really
had
cool.
we had God, what did we have last time? It was like a realtor's party. That was a fun party. We had all the realtors up there. Remember that?
I was
trying to get him to sell houses. Colba
says he liked the show so much that he brought 25 tickets the last time. I actually think I think he was right. He did bring a bunch of people, and I think that was part of the real estate people.
That could have been it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was
We're
good.
Trying to get him to sell houses half off.
Right?
Hypnotize him into selling. We could have got real estate cheap.
Which, by the way, I want to tell, this is a little public service announcement for the Captain's Log. If you guys have friends... comics or aspiring people. First of all, we have an April 10th open mic at Off the Hook, and you guys want to hop on that because it's only limited space. We can only have so many wannabe comics get up there.
Right.
Right? And learn how to be comedians. But we are teaching the class
about
an hour, just an hour kind of intro smash class on how to get up there and tell a few jokes, right?
Right.
With Eric Myers. That's on April 10th. But also, guests for the Captain's Log, DM me if you know people or share this with other comics that want to be on the show because, of course, I try to, you know, break in new comics on
right.
the show and have them on stage and that kind of thing. Cool.
How many people usually get doing those open mics?
Sometimes too many.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, we try to limit it to 12. But, I mean, we've had as many as 20 sign up. A lot of times when 20 sign up, to be honest with you, it's still good, like... 10 to 15. Five will fail. They just won't show up.
Yeah.
They want to do it when it's sign up time, but then when it comes to, you know, getting on stage,
like
they
jumping off a cliff.
Yeah, dude, I don't you know what? It's not easy. I mean, I can't say that I'm not going to downplay it and say, "Oh, I would do it
right.
myself." I don't know if I could. Like, I've never got up there and told straight stand up.
Right.
Like, I've been on stage, tell the intros or introduce people or, you know, I'll do talks and things, but I have not been up there trying to do straight stand-up ever. Not even on a roast.
Yeah, but that guy's walking fast, didn't he?
Speedy little guy.
He was shaking his head. Yes, I am. But when you get up there, people are like, oh, I can be funny at work. And then you get up on stage and it's like,
It's not the same.
People, how do you connect with all the people?
I have people all the time say, hey, this is the best. When someone comes up to you, they do it to you too, I'm sure. They're like, hey, can I get on stage and open up some shows? Or I go, so are you a comic? And they're like, no, but everybody says I'm super funny. I know I can do it. I'm like, well, we have open mics and you should try it first before you know, assume that I'm going to put you on stage for a paid audience. Because there's no way in hell that any smart club owner or arena or theater or freaking sideshow is ever going to put somebody up on stage who's never done it before.
Right.
Because they're going to suck.
Well, it's like it's a equivalent of saying, hey, do you mind if I come cook at your restaurant?
Correct.
I cook for four people at home.
Or...
Now you got to cook for 100.
Yeah, yeah. Or I think I'm going to make a wedding cake, but I don't bake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. You're going to come out. It's going to be gorgeous.
I had One of those things, easy bake oven when I was a kid.
Right. Dude, that's even more practice than these people say they have.
Well, I had an easy bake oven.
They're like, and, people tell me I'm funny. Well, do you write jokes? No. Well, so do you give like speeches? No. So have you ever been on like a public stage where you actually talk to people? No, I'm kind of afraid to talk to, you know, in public.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be perfect stand-up.
You're great.
You would be ready to go right out of the box.
We'll sign you up for a 10-minute special. Yeah.
I love
see
that.
See you in 48 seconds.
I love that. Well, you guys get to see Doug T. He's going to be tonight, which is Wednesday, all the way through Sunday at Off the Hook Comedy. Let's give him a promo code. HYP1, you'll get free tickets. 10 people, I'm going to give you free tickets, 10 of them. HYP, like a hip. One,
hype,
right?
Or hype.
Yeah. One. Right now, offthehookcomedy.com, you get free tickets. This is the Captain's Log. We're going to be live in just a few minutes on B1039. Tune in the radio. And you're going to hear Big Mama and Babs and Mel. And we're coming back at you right on the radio. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I have another show. Speaking of more shows, I got another show coming up at 11. I'm like, bam, bam, bam. God. I need to start getting paid
for
this.
You're the Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah. It's about content, right? They say the more content you make, the better.
You've definitely
I'm going for it, baby. I'm going for it.
Mission accomplished.
This is the Captain's Log. We're live, and tune in later on. But don't forget, you can always download the podcast. Hit the little bell if you want updates on when I'm live. And thanks for watching. Share it with your friends. Say hi. Love you guys. Later.